and welcome to another edition of the Screen Nerds Podcast. My name's Michael Burgett, and thanks for joining me for this quick screen episode of Unsung Hero. Brand new film, just out in theaters, checked it out, wanted to share some of my thoughts with you on the film. Now, the film is based on the true story of the life of the family of the Smallbone family. They immigrated from Australia to the U.S. The father, David, was a music promoter in Australia, and through some unforeseen circumstances, basically has to start over, essentially, in America. And him and his family come over to Nashville to try and make their way through the music industry in Nashville. And that's the premise of the film, is seeing their life as they come from Australia to America, and the ups and downs and the struggles, the hardships, and everything in between. I was very interested in this film for several reasons. One being that it's a Kingdom Story Company film. And as if you know anything about this podcast, you know that I'm a huge fan of their work as a faith-based company, and me being a Christian and a follower of Jesus, that is something that I always have in high regard, those films that are honest and truthful in showing what it means to be a Christian, and they always do a really good job of that. So knowing that this is their latest film, was excited to see it. And also the fact that finding out that Rebecca St. James, who is a Christian artist, she was one that was very influential in my faith in high school and in college, growing up in the 90s and into the 2000s. She was someone who was highly influential during that time period. She is a part of this family. She is the elder sister of the group. And so finding out that, you know, she was a part of this family that I didn't know about, not knowing that part of her story, I was interested in hearing that as well. And also the fact that two of the other brothers are part of the Christian band For King and Country. And Joel, who plays his father David in this film, he's acted in a couple of stuff. I think he was in Journey to Bethlehem, which you hear my review of that in the archives. He was one of the few bright spots of that film. But this is very much a family affair type film. And coming out of it, I liked it. I wouldn't say it's my favorite of the Kingdom Story films. There are several other ones that I would say are definitely higher up on my list. But this was a film that really, it took me a while to warm up to, because I feel like that, especially early in the film, they kept jumping back and forth in time, which kind of made it a little hard to kind of settle in. But once they actually got to America and got to Nashville, then it really kind of felt like the film found its footing. And once that got going, I feel like it really made the film a lot better. So I feel like because of the slow start and everything with that, it kind of knocked it down a few notches as far as like on my, what would be my ranking for those films. The cast, I really enjoyed. Like I already said, Joel plays his father, David. The one that plays the mom, Helen, she was like the MVP of the film, because she really is like what would be the star of the film. She really is the heart of the film. And I think that really was what they were wanting to portray, was how much of an unsung hero the mom was in keeping the family together, coming to America and when times were hard, kind of really being that rock and that one that kind of held everything, the glue that held everything together. And so really, she was a great actress. The ones that played everyone from Rebecca to Joel to all the kids. I really liked the kid actors. I thought they all did a great job. There were a couple of, like, quote-unquote big-name actors, but they were all had supporting roles. You had Lucas Black and Candace Cameron Bure, who were a couple in the church that the Smallbones become members of, and help them out during some of the lean times that they were going through. They were great. Terry O'Quinn, who most people know from Lost, he was great as David's dad, Grandpa James, which now I know how Rebecca gets her stage name. Rebecca St. James is from her grandfather, and so Terry O'Quinn did a great job as well. Really, the heart of it is not just the cast that did a great job, but I think the story, especially focusing on the mom, I almost feel like this film could have released on Mother's Day, and it would have been fitting because of just how much it is a kind of a love letter, I think, from all the Smallbone family to the mom, Helen. I thought the cinematography was pretty good. Like, you could tell at some points it was like some of the crowd shots when they were, you know, having to fake a large crowd. You can see kind of the CGI elements to it, but for the most part, it felt like 90s Middle Tennessee, which is, you know, where I grew up, where I'm from. So I did like the details on the cars, because they had the old tags, and like someone who grew up in Tennessee in the 90s would know what the license plate tags look like for the cars. And so I liked that they had the small touches there. And I also liked too that they had the real life siblings there. Obviously I mentioned Joel, but Rebecca was in the film as well in a little brief part, and Libby, the youngest daughter, had a part as well, and a couple other of the siblings did too. I think Ben, I think it was either Joel or Ben, helped write the story and helped to direct. So you really, this was really a family project, but they were honest in, you know, showing how David struggled at times with pride and struggled with, you know, the weight of the burden of trying to carry things. And that is something that, you know, is an honest portrayal of faith, and that sometimes there are struggles and hardships and in dealing with that, and how people that are Christians don't have the perfect life and do mess up at times too. And so I appreciated that. The music I really enjoyed. Obviously, if you're going to have a film that focuses on a musical family, you got to do well with the music. And they had some great 90s music. They had Right Here, Right Now at one point. They had Crazy by Seal. So it wasn't just a contemporary Christian soundtrack. They had soundtrack of the era, of the time, of the early 90s, and so really appreciated that as well. Overall, I like the film. Like I said, it's not probably my favorite of the Kingdom Story films, but I really appreciated the story of Helen and the mom, and also of Rebecca as well, and the younger siblings too, Joel and Luke. Just the whole family, like it's hard not to enjoy the family. Like, you want to get mad at David sometimes, but it's understandable as well. But overall, I like the film. If you're someone like me who enjoys these kind of films, obviously I think you'll go and see it. If you're someone who loves a good family story, like honest, real family story, I think you'll enjoy this film as well. And the music, that's another good selling point, I feel like, is the music. But that's my thoughts on Unsung Hero. I'd love to hear your thoughts on the film when you see it, or any film that you've been checking out of late. You can let me know your thoughts anytime by email, screennerdspodcast@gmail.com. You can always find us on Twitter @screennerdspod and tweet your thoughts there. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, Threads, and Blue Sky just by searching Screen Nerds Podcast, hitting that like button, hitting that follow button, and sharing your thoughts there. And if you get an opportunity, please rate and review and subscribe to the podcast. We're on all the places that you get your podcasts, whether it's Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Good Pods, CastBox, Amazon Music, wherever it is that you get your podcasts. If you would, leave a written review, leave a 5-star review, hopefully, and share the podcast around. It really does help and really do appreciate it. So again, thanks for joining me for this quick screen episode. My name is Michael Burgett, and we will catch you on the next episode.